You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do you got going on today? Are you doing errands today or what are you up to?
So I'm a teacher, so I'm off for the summer, but it's been mom camp all summer. So today, taking the kids to the pool.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's good. What kind of snackage are you bringing with you to the pool?
We usually do granola bars, goldfish, apple slices, and today we're bringing some cheese and crackers for lunch.
Wow, all the kids' staples right there.
Yep, pretty much.
Well done. So when do you go back to school?
I go back Tuesday.
Back at it, huh?
Wow.
Yep.
What grade?
So we're almost done.
What grade?
I do high school, Lakewood High School.
Oh, nice.
Okay, very good.
That's great.
So you got 5 days. You got 5 days left, counting today.
Yep.
And, I wanted to tell you, Dom, this weekend I'm going to be in your neck of the woods because I'm going to Atlanta for a couple days.
What are you going to do in Georgia? What are you doing out there?
So one of my friends is in a Linkin Park cover band, and they are touring there. And so I just want to go see him play.
I want to see that cover band.
That would be fun. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, very
good. I've been studying for it, and I forgot how many of their songs I really like. So
I love the album where they did a collab with Jay-Z. It's Linkin Park and Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's a hell of an album.
That's a really interesting band to choose as a cover band. I think that's really fascinating. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's just was filling in for a friend, and so this is his last tour with them, so it was my last time to see him. So.
Well, that sounds like fun. Good for you. I hope you have a terrific trip. Make sure that you get some biscuits while you're out in Georgia, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
Look there's a lot of places that have signs outside that say the best biscuits. They're all good. Just get some.
Take some to the concert.
Get you some biscuits, okay?
Fill up your pockets with biscuits.
Yay, have them on the plane ride back. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Lori, are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. Funny, since we were talking about this just a little while ago, it's very food related. This came up, I think, in our trending report too. So, Lori, in 10 seconds, give us 5 foods that you traditionally eat with gravy. 5 foods with gravy. Ready and go.
Okay, biscuits, turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, rolls, chicken.
Give it to her.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I gotta give it
to
her.
You can pretty much name anything.
You get a little chicken fried chicken with some gravy on it, you're
a winner!
Look at you.
Now everybody's hanging up. Don't hang up.
Well, we asked them not to, but they did. They don't love us.
I'll
tell you what, Lori. You have got the prize. I hope you have a great trip this weekend. So stand by. Josh is going to come around and he'll tell you all about your tickets, okay?
Bye, Lori.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Don't go away. Wow, first one out of the chute today, huh?
That's it.
Sharon, am I pronouncing it right?
Oh, almost there.
Well, then help me out.
It's Sharat. It's
I thought that's exactly what
Sharat.
I said.
Sharat?
Yes, that's right.
Sharat. Are you on a speakerphone?
Will you do us a favor and get us off your Bluetooth or speakerphone? Get on your regular phone, please.
Okay. Am I audible
out? Oh,
no, you're still on
It's really, really bad.
Get on your regular phone. Just take it off of all the devices.
Okay,
hold on just a second.
Have
don't go
a
away.
Blessed day.
Can't get that worked out, I guess.
Well,
that's...
everybody else hung up.
What's going on today? I wanted to talk
no
to people
love.
For a while.
No love. Well, we could play one song.
Want to see Sharon?
No, he hung up.
He hung up. So what, we're not going to be able to talk to anybody today?
I guess if anyone just wants to call and BS, we can play a couple songs and see if anybody calls.
I feel like talking to people.
Me
by
too.
The way, Rattle Off Today has been brought to you by Ramos Law. Car accident? You need Ramos Law. Medical doctor and attorney. Find out more at ramoslaw.com. All right,
here they come.
Some calls now. Let's just take one.
Just go to it.
Randomly.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. Hi, who is this?
Meredith, how are you?
Good, Meredith. Turn your radio all the way down. What are you up to today?
It is. My phone just sucks. I'm going to work. What are you doing today?
Oh,
we're at
work.
That's super fun. Everybody's at work on a Thursday.
What's your work?
So I'm a sales director for a senior living facility up in Longmont.
Are you really now?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
So what? What's the cost now per month of being in one of those facilities?
Oh gosh, it depends where you go.
Yours. I want yours. I want like a one bedroom.
Ballpark.
Oh my gosh. On a low end, you're looking probably $4,000. For skilled nursing, you're looking at like $12,000 a month.
$12,000 a month.
If you need a nurse, if you need some help.
Probably, if you need that level of power. Yep.
Yeah. Does that cover meals and everything? Activities?
It sure does. It's basically like a cruise without the cruise.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, I worked at a retirement community for about 4 years. And it's the life, you know, you bring in bands and you go on outings.
Yep.
And good food,
yeah,
good people. Yeah.
Help, you know?
Great stories come out of those places for sure.
You know, I'm going to give a little tease to a segment we're going to be doing tomorrow morning. And it's the segment is entitled, Is Your Job Pointless? Because they went out and surveyed a whole bunch of people, and there were this pretty sizable percentage of people who feel each day like their job is pointless. And we're going to do a whole segment on that tomorrow. You don't feel that way. Your job sounds very personally rewarding to me.
No, my job is not pointless at all. My job is very rewarding. I've done hospice and senior living for the last 20 years. And
that's good.
Wouldn't do anything else.
Yeah, it's a special kind of person that can work in those places.
Yeah, we're very grateful.
Very grateful.
So what do you do for fun? What's your go-to for fun?
Hey, like hiking and all kinds of Colorado stuff like everybody else here, right? Outdoor stuff.
Hey, put that phone, will you do me a favor? Put that phone right up to your mouth, okay?
It's just going in and out, yeah.
Yeah.
It is, I'm telling you, it just sucks.
Can you go to the store today and buy a new phone? Go to the store today and buy a new phone.
Do that for fun. Buy a new phone for fun.
On the agenda, we'll see.
So bad.
Listen, you are charming and delightful. Thank you for calling us and talking with the boys. We really appreciate you, okay?
Hey, I'll call you guys anytime. I love texting you, too, because you send funny replies. So.
Well,
you guys have
do
a good rest of your day, okay?
Well,
you too. Thank you.
Bye.
We do like the texting. That is fun.
We aim to play.
But we got to have calls. Jan, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jan.
What are you doing today?
I'm going to work. I'm on my way, and it's a commute, so I thought I might as well call, especially since those questions were already done. I'm not good fast like that.
Yeah, so now it's just easy breezy. So how long is your commute?
40 minutes.
From where to where?
Terrible, but I'm in Johnstown, and I go down to Thornton to my showroom.
Oh.
I'm in a cabinetry.
You have a showroom?
I'm in cabinetry, yeah, so I'm part owner in R&J Cabinetry, so I go down there to my showroom every day and do kitchens.
How about
I'm guessing that the J in R&J is Jan. That's what I have deduced from this conversation.
You are correct.
Who's the R?
Yeah.
My husband, Roger.
Roger and Jan's
Roger
cabinets.
Roger that.
Door samples for days, different wood styles for days.
Yes.
So
where
did you meet Roger?
Well, we actually met at work a few years ago and hit it off. We were good friends and started dating and went from there. But we have a good time doing kitchens for sure. We've actually been
okay. No. We're not gonna
this
plug
isn't
your
a
business.
Plug.
Jan, so who was the first one to flirt at that old job?
Oh man. You know,
if it was you, you can say it was you. That's fine.
Well, flirting is an interesting thing to me because I've been accused of flirting before when I really wasn't trying to.
Well, it's just because you're so delightful.
He could be me intentionally, but
phone's bad too. Yeah.
I don't know. I got married young and then got divorced, and after that, it was like I don't know how to do this. So
you were just being nice to everybody.
Sounds to me like you figured it out, though. So that's good.
I think I figured it out. I think I figured it out now.
You guys ever make out? We like close the doors to the showroom and just go at it?
That's a little personal. I don't think I'll go there.
So that's a yes. That's all right. That's a yes.
What do you mean it's personal? But you're an adult. You're a grown-ass adult. You can do this stuff.
If I had my own business like that, especially.
You're married. You have your own business. Are you going to tell us that you don't ever go in there and fool around?
Yeah, that's what I'm
going to
say.
I don't believe it at all.
You'd probably have a kitchen island on display in there, and you guys have had your way with it.
Oh, my goodness. This is just going in the wrong direction.
Well, I've been accused of flirting, I guess.
So, well, this is what you get for calling your boys in the morning, Jan, you know?
I guess this is real life, Jan. Oh, I didn't realize this.
This is real life. I bet you're going to sell 15 kitchens today now.
I'm going to sell a lot of kitchens, See, I was planning on talking to you about camping.
No, wait a minute. What? Go back. Call them whoopee cabinets, and then you're going to sell a whole bunch of them.
What's the most expensive kitchen you guys have quoted out and done?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Okay, Jan. Breaking up
bye-bye.
Jan, thank you. We love you. Your phone is awesome. We're having not the best luck with phones today.
Something up with the towers today?
I don't know. Does Josh want us talking to line one or not?
Just go to it.
Should I?
Do it. Live dangerously.
Look at Josh. Is he shaking his head, nodding his head? What's
his hands are in the air. He didn't answer. Did you answer that one? Just go to it.
All right, I'll just go to it.
Well, now he's on the phone.
Oh, for God's sakes. This entire segment has been a disaster.
Okay, we got thumbs up. He said go for it.
Hi, what's your name?
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Tracy, save us. We've had not the best segment. We're having terrible luck with phone connections, so you need to save our show right now. All the pressure's on you.
Oh, I can handle it.
Can you?
I bet you can.
I think so. I pulled my car over. I think I've got a good tower.
Yeah, you're good. I don't know if there was like sun flares today or something. I don't know what's going on. It's really bad.
Are you in a relationship, Tracy?
I am.
Yeah?
And do you guys...
38 years?
30 years. Do you guys ever kind of monkey around at work, ever?
No, we never worked together.
So in 38 years, where's the craziest place you guys have,
fooled around?
Oh, gosh. It's been 38 years. Gosh.
You got to have a couple that come to mind, right?
Okay, well, golf course.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Wow. That's solid. Solid.
Like where at the golf course?
Georgia.
Where at the golf course?
Golf course in Georgia.
Where at on the golf course?
I'm behind the bushes. Not right on the fairway, boys.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're into.
Green.
I don't know if you like people watching. So you
there
ran
are
off
all sorts of jokes that are calling out to be made here. Hole-in-one, all that, blah, blah, blah. But we're not going to lower ourselves to that, Tracy.
Oh, so. God, I opened the door.
That's funny, though. Mm.
Where did you meet this? Where'd you meet this guy?
Okay, this is a good one. Proof of the Pudding.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yes, back in the day.
Back in the day. There are a lot of, let's just say, mature people in the Mile High City who have stories about Proof of the Pudding. So that's hilarious that you met him there. Dang.
Yes.
Was that like the it place? I don't know it.
It was, it's hard to call it that. Let's just say it was popular.
Okay.
I'm not going to say
it
was.
If you like to dance.
Yeah. So if you like to get picked up, I mean, that's where you went. Look, it worked for Tracy.
You know what? You're right.
Good for you.
Yeah. Proof. Yeah, that's hilarious.
I have to tell you guys something. I think of you, both of you guys. Well, Dom, I think of you every morning when I do my honey on my honey stick, which you cannot do. And
what does that mean?
Jeremy,
hold on, stop
hold
right
on.
There.
What does that
I
mean?
I think of you every morning, Dom, when I'm doing my honey stick. You're going to have to explain that
is
sentence.
Is that code for something?
Well, because you had a program with Don said, what's up with that wooden thing for your honey? It doesn't work. Where you twirl your honey on it. And Dom said, I can't use that thing. It's stupid. I don't like it. And I use one every morning.
I don't remember that, but
okay,
that's funny.
So what she's referring to, for those of you who are wondering, is there's a thing that holds honey, and it's got this wooden... It's not a spoon,
it's a
but it's
stick,
a little,
yeah.
It's a knob thing, and it's this like round, it looks like a globe almost. It's a little knob, and you stick it down in the honey, and then it's supposed to drizzle over whatever you're putting your honey on. But I think it's worthless, and yours, you swear by it?
Yeah, I got it down.
Hmm. All right, so you think of me okay. when you're dealing with your honey stick. When do you think of Jeremy?
When people are backing into parking spaces.
Every time I'm backed in today at work, same spot every day.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Quick getaway.
Oh, Tracy.
That's really good.
You know, Tracy, I'm going to say you totally rescued this segment.
Awesome.
Yeah, you really did.
I'm going to think about you every time I drive past the golf course now, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Be looking behind the bushes, though.
If the bushes are
you kidding
rustling.
Me? I'm totally looking now.
Tracy's a hustling.
She's back there with your honey stick.
Backing in.
Oh. We better let you go.
Okay.
We got to go.
You've made us laugh. You have a fun day, Tracy. Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
Bye. All right. That made it better.